call.
Oh, hi, Chris. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Oh, good. It came up really weird. It came up like Carol Fisher.
What? Oh, my gosh. That's so funny. You know, I never know what our caller ID is going to show because we're on a voice phone system, voice over internet phone. So sometimes it just picks something randomly, but that is super weird because I'm on the same phone that I spoke to you on yesterday. That's so funny. So, yeah, but anyhow, I just wanted to follow up with you regarding the Google Guaranteed. I know you said you were going to run it by your wife, so I wanted to see if you wanted to start it now or if you wanted to hold off on it a little bit.
We're going to hold off till probably next week.
Okay.
We talked about it, and it does sound definitely sounds better than Angie's List. Because here's a question for you, too. When in regards to the, you know, the money I put down, okay? And then you said, you know, you only get charged for the jobs I get. Now, if that starts becoming low, do you guys automatically pull more money without, you know, making contact with me?
So it's an activation budget that they would charge you once your leads are, once you're approved through the application, right, which is the $574 for 13 leads at $44 each. Now, if you only take two leads within that month, the next month they just charge $88. They just charge you for two leads. So what they're doing is they're kind of replenishing that bucket. So you have the 13, the budget for the 13 leads that you set aside initially when you start it. And then each month when you use X amount of leads, the next month you're getting charged only for that amount. So if you took all 13 leads, then the next month, yes, you'd have a $574 charge. Or if you took less, then that would be adjusted accordingly. But I look at so many of these Google Guaranteed accounts every day, and I hardly ever see any of them. Actually, I don't think I've ever seen any of them bill for the actual activation budget each month. It's always lower than that.
And because you only get billed for the jobs you took.
Not so even jobs, if you send but actual leads, like if they're an actual client that's inquiring about your service and wanting to go for, you know what I mean? So if it's somebody that's, you know, 150 miles away outside your service area, or somebody that calls you looking for a job or something that's completely bogus, then you don't get charged for those. So you're only charged for the ones that are actual client calls.
I thought yesterday you said I only get charged for the ones that I actually get, because that's what made you guys different.
No, the ones that are actual leads, because Google can't control which jobs you get. We can't control which jobs you get. You know what I mean? All we can do is showcase your business in the Google Guaranteed section, send the exclusive lead over to you, and then it's up to you to contact the client and close the deal, so to speak. You know what I mean?
Right.
But the difference of Angie's is that it's not going to you and to six and seven other guys, right? It's only going to you exclusively. So you have a much higher chance of closing it because it is an exclusive lead program. And that's why people are going crazy for it is, number one, it's exclusive, but number two, 87% of consumers will hire off of a Google-recommended company, which means that if you put all those other sources into kind of one bucket and said, let's look at Angie Leads, Thumbtack, Yelp, Yellow Pages, Home Advisor, Super Pages, City Search, you name it, you kind of lump them all into one category, combined, they're only getting 13%, right, where 87% will hire off of Google. So that's the difference is, you know, and you know, because you've been using Angie's and you told me about your experiences already, you know, how you're, you know, they're telling you, oh, the faster you call them, the faster you'll get it. But then you call them and they've already been called or it's a bogus lead. So none of that stuff's going to happen because it's coming only to you. You know what I mean?
Yeah, because actually the one that I'm running into more often than not is you go to you make the call and nobody answers. Nobody returns phone calls. You call them 2-3 times and, you know, you're getting charged for something that the quote, customer is not even answering the damn phone.
Right. Yeah. And so that doesn't happen typically because if you looked at the email that I sent you with the Google guaranteed companies that have the green check mark next to them, they are, the person is filling out on there what they need and then they're contacting you directly. So usually you don't get like, oh, here's Bob Martin and here's his number. Please call him. And then you call him and he never picks up and you get charged for it. Usually Bob Martin sees you on there. He's comfortable in hiring you because he sees all of the bells and whistles that we're promoting for your business. And then he calls you, right? And then those calls are recorded on the dashboard for quality assurance. So there's no discrepancy. You don't have to worry about it. Your wife doesn't have, no one here has to worry about it. If you ever want to go back and review and say, gosh, I don't really know if that was a real lead or not, you just go into the dashboard and you listen to the call, you know? And if it wasn't a lead, automatically you weren't charged for it. But if you were, you just let us know and then we would do the credit on it.
Okay. Lots been going on the last couple of days. So when I start this, how long does it take to start getting leads?
The application process takes anywhere from 4 to 8 weeks. However, because it's a newer program with Google, we're knocking them out closer to the 4-week mark. So if you get everything in, you know, that they're asking and you go through that application process and everything goes smoothly, then you should be ready to take the leads within about 4 weeks.
And then, so what? So then you would just need the initial payment of what, $250, and then when the 4 week, you know, everything's verified, certified, then you guys want the $540 something?
Exactly. That's when they'll call you and they'll say, okay, the applications have approved and we want to get your permission to charge the application budget, which is that $574. And then, you know, assuming that you're good to go that day, they charge it and then they turn the leads on and you start taking them.
Yeah, because right now you said the initial is what, $250?
Yeah, and that's a one-time $250 charge, which is really, really cool because let's say that you start it and you love the program and you save so much money on your lead costs with Angie Leads and, you know, you're thinking like this is the best thing since sliced bread, but then you and your wife, you know, decide to go on a vacation for a couple months and turn it off, and let's say you come back and you forget to turn it on and a year goes by, you call us back the next year, you don't have to pay that application budget again. That's just a one-time fee. Whether you pay it, you know, now and start the leads next year or what have you, either way, you only pay it one time. I had someone call me the other day. He was one of the very first industries that rolled out with it, and he paid his application fee a year ago, and he never got his paperwork into us, and he called, oh, do I have to pay again? I told him, no, you already paid. We just, you know, we'll send it to you again, and we'll create another appointment, and if you think you can do it now, we'll go ahead and do it. And you don't have to pay that twice. It's just a one-time fee.
So then the paperwork aspect is just where you're going to email it to me and then I have to print it, fill it out, and scan it back in?
Yeah, we email it to you, but also we create an appointment for the Google Guaranteed department to call you. So they'll walk you through it if there's anything needed or if there's any questions about, you know, what's on there or how to upload it. They go through all of that with you. It's pretty simple. I haven't heard anybody say that, oh, we couldn't get the application done because, you know, it was too difficult or they were asking me to jump through hoops and bend backwards. I haven't heard anything crazy like that. But, you know, you do have to initially fill that out so that we can do the background check. We use a third-party company to do that.
You know, yeah, let's do it.
Okay. I'm excited for you. You're going to love it. I think it's such a, especially since you have like so much going on right now, it's better to start it right now since it's a process than to wait until you want to get some solid leads and then start it, because then there's that waiting period, you know? So this is a better timing for you. So, okay, so let me just go in here and I want to create the invoice for the $250, and then I can charge it on the same card?
Yes.
Okay, and then I'll ask you some of the questions that are associated with that application form, just so that I can put it in there for the appointment, and then you'll be good to go. I'll schedule something in their calendar as well. So let's see here. Here it is. That's notes for Google Guarantee. Okay. So, I'll put in here. The $250 for the application fee. Okay, so I'll try to charge that now. And then I'll go back in. Okay, good. I got the green light on that. So now I'm going to go back in and I'll ask you the questions and create the appointment. What time would work good for that appointment? Do you have some time today if they're available, or would you rather schedule it out for Monday? What are you thinking?
I'd rather schedule it out for Monday afternoon time.
Okay, let me look here and see what we have.
Because I'm assuming they're running off Pacific time too.
Yep. Yeah. They're on Pacific time, so it would be the afternoon your time. So we could do a do you want to do like 12 or 1, or do you want to push it out farther till like 4 or 5? What are you thinking when you say afternoon? What time is it now? It's almost 5 there right now, right?
Oh, I have no idea.
Yeah, I think it should be 4:45. Yeah, yep, yeah.
So let's do, I have an appointment at 10. Let's do noon.
Noon, okay.
Noon my time.
That's always a safe bet for noon, because just in case you have to go on the computer or something, most people are taking their lunch at that time anyway, so that's good. Okay. So I'll create this appointment for noon on Monday, which is the 10th, right? And let me see. It's the 3rd. Monday the 3rd at noon. I was looking at the wrong Monday, so let me just make sure that's still open for the 3rd. Okay, good. I can grab that one for the 3rd. Okay, perfect. So I'll send you an email reminder too, Chris, so you'll get like an hour ahead of time. Just, you know, hey, heads up, your Google Guaranteed appointment is coming up at noon. So
okay.
I'll put LSA Google Guaranteed appointment. And what that LSA stands for is local service ads. That's what Google is branding the Google Guaranteed program under, local service ads. So if you hear LSA, it means the same thing as Google Guaranteed. So a little food for thought there.
Okay.
Trying to send that department the calendar invite too, so that nobody else grabs that appointment. Okay, there it is. Okay, so they're getting the invite for that appointment, so you're good there. And then as far as these questions go, it's going to ask me the best number for them to call you on Monday is going to be this number, right?
Yes.
That's what I thought. Okay, put that in here. And then qualified category, junk removal, minimum budget, cost per lead. So the 574 and the 44. I know we already have this on your Google listing probably, but what are your hours of operation?
8 a.m. till 5:30.
8 a.m. to 5, Monday through Friday?
Yeah.
Monday through Friday, okay. I like your style. I talk to so many business owners that tell me, I work 12 hours a day, 7 days a week, and I always tell them, well, you have to take a little bit of time to enjoy it, too. There's nothing wrong with that. So.
No, I've learned the value of home time.
Yes.
So,
yes.
Because before I started this, I was an over-the-road truck driver. And,
were you?
Yeah. And I used to run, I ran coast to coast, up and down, all over. And,
wow.
Especially during COVID times, I was gone like 6 weeks at a clip. So.
Oh, wow.
If I can't make money between 8 and 5:30, then I'm doing something wrong.
Yeah, especially if you have kids too, because, you know, 6 weeks at a time, they grow up so fast, you know, that goes by so quickly, and then all of a sudden you look back. I have a friend like that. She's traveled so much over the years, and she kept saying, her daughter was being raised by her ex, which lives close to me, but she was traveling, and she would say, next year I'm going to move back, next year I'm going to move back, next year I'm going to, and guess what? The girl just graduated college, and she still didn't move back. You know, those years go by so fast if you're not, like, mindful of it, you know? So.
Yeah, I missed a walker and a talker and a birth.
Oh, did you? Oh, well, thank goodness for the day and age we live in with smartphones. I bet you got videos and pictures at least, right?
I was actually on, I was on a video call when my wife was giving labor because we had a plan and my daughter decided to destroy that plan and come 5.5 weeks early. So I live in northeastern PA and I was actually down in Atlanta, Georgia. And my wife called me and I was like, go to the hospital, get checked out. And I made my pick. I called in to my dispatcher, and I was like, listen, you're sending me back north. And they're like, well, no, this is not an option. You're sending me back north. And they found me a load, and I went to pick it up. I started heading north, and she's calling me. I'm like, oh, they're going to take her tonight. They're like, no, they're going to wait for you. I'm like, they're not waiting for me. Like, I don't know what you're thinking. And I got up into Virginia, and my wife called me. She's like, yeah, they're going to take her in an hour. And I'm like, I'm taking a quick shower. I sat in the driver's seat of my truck on my phone just watching my daughter be born.
Wow. You know what? You have the sweetest wife, too, because she understands. I mean, it was out of your control at that time. I mean, that has to be hard on her, too, to go in by herself and do it, you know? So that's just such a sweet story all around. Aw. Well, I'm happy. I mean, thank goodness for video calls. Could you imagine if we didn't have that available these days? It would be so sad. So
yeah, that'd be rough.
Yeah, it would be very rough. I agree. Okay, so here's a question on the form. It says, you're willing to provide your social security number to us and the third party provider, right? That's going to do the background check, correct?
Yeah.
And the same thing with the driver's license, identity card or passport. It looks like you don't need all three. You just need one or the other. Are you willing to provide documentation? I'm thinking that's probably documentation of your license and registration and insurance, that kind of stuff, right? You're okay with that?
Yeah.
They're
going to ask for my, what, business license?
Yes, business license or registration. It's all going to be on the application that I'm emailing to you shortly. The third-party companies that we use, just so you know, they're called Pinkerton and Evident ID. So if you get some direct calls from Pinkerton or Evident ID, then you'll know that that's associated with your application. And they will also identify themselves as such. So you won't have to, you know, kind of guess. You'll know that that's related to this. Let's see, does the specific industry license related to the EIN or tax ID number? Yes, I would assume, right?
I think it's just a general, I think it's under like contractor or something like that.
Contractor, okay. But you still want to focus on like the property preservation and demolition and junk removal and things like that, right?
Well, I'm on the fence with the junk removal because, because when I say junk removal, like I'm talking about like clearing out yards, properties, stuff like that, and I'm getting like charged from Angie's List for like $40-some because somebody's like, I need a mattress picked up. Like picking up a mattress isn't worth my time.
No, definitely not.
You know what I mean? So it's like, because it's like, okay, well, you know, the dump charges, like out here, the dump charges $45 per mattress to dump it. So you're like, to pick up one mattress to make it worth my time, you're talking, you know, $100, you know, $75, and people are like, oh, that's ridiculous. Well, you know, then you're talking the Angie's List on top of it. So if you're talking the Angie's List and the disposal fee, you're already over, you're at like $90.
Oh, that's so sad. No, yeah, I understand. That's crazy.
So that's where it's like, I feel like it needs to, I don't know, be clarified or listed differently, like house clean out or yard cleanup or something, because like the junk.
You know what? I would probably rather want it to say, real estate clean out. And here's why. When my mom passed away a few years ago, we didn't hire a company. My husband just went and did that all by himself. But I couldn't imagine like how much stuff we threw away just because we had to get it done quickly, you know? And it was good stuff. It was furniture and antiques and all this stuff. And we just did all these 10 item pickups for the, you know, local trash company to come get it. And a lot of the neighbors would come snag it before they even came, you know, but I was thinking like, man, if I called one of those junk removal companies, they probably make a lot of money on that stuff. They probably save the stuff that's sellable. I don't know if you ever want a little side gig going on. But I've even seen like where there's like valuable things that, you know, you come across in doing something like that you maybe would have never done unless you're going through all that stuff, you know? So it's kind of, it's amazing. Yeah. So, and then
maybe this needs to be listed differently.
Yeah. I'll put does junk removal, and then I'll put, but doesn't want to focus on it. And then I'll put maybe real estate clean out or something and see if that will work. Because if a realtor calls you to come clean out a property, that usually means there's a death in the family and they're wanting to list the house, you know? And who knows, you might come across a lot of expensive jewelry and, you know, designer clothes, stuff that you can make money on. And, you know, you're going to throw the miscellaneous stuff away, but, you know, you might be able to make money on that other stuff. So, and I've asked other junk removal companies that we work with, I'm like, do you do that? And they're like, yeah, absolutely. When we go do like a real estate clean out, of course we keep all the good stuff so that we can resell it, you know? I'm like, that's smart. So, yep. Okay, I put that on there. And then, does client have an Accord certificate of insurance that is valid 2 months from today and includes commercial general liability coverage?
Yes, I have $2 million with a $5 million aggregate.
Okay. $2.5 million aggregate. Okay, and then you have the website already. Sign the terms and conditions. It's not a LSA only because you have the other package. I'll just put no. Has Facebook ads and bundle. Okay, so then you're all good there. So let me go ahead and send you the application fee. I mean, the application that you can start getting going on. And then if you have any questions on it whatsoever, you can call me. But if not, you can also just table them for Monday at noon, and then they'll go over all of the questions. It seems like you're probably going to even get it knocked out even, you know, before they call you. But just in case you have questions, you know, you can go over it during that appointment, okay?
Okay.
All right. Well, thanks for trying it. I know that you're absolutely going to love it. So welcome aboard and have a really nice weekend coming up too. How old is the little girl right now that you missed her birth?
3.
Oh, she's 3 now. Wow. I bet time. Yeah. I was thinking 3 or 4 because you said it happened like close to the COVID time, right?
Yep. She was born October 30th of 2020.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Right in the midst of it. So that was probably challenging for your wife too. She had to do the whole thing with the mask. I know people that had babies during that time that said it was hard to breathe that way, you know? So.
Oh yeah. And it was hysterical when the mask restrictions got lifted and we took her to the store and she's like looking at everybody like, oh, everybody has a face? Like what?
Oh, that's funny. I know, you don't think about it the way the kids are raised. They didn't know. Oh, wow, that's so funny.
Yeah, because I have four all in all. I have the three sons, one daughter, and we got 14, 9, 7, and 3.
Wow. So the girl is the three-year-old with those three big brothers. Boy, poor thing when she gets older and starts dating, huh?
She's got the golden ticket. Like, yeah, she's well protected, but she's the only daughter. She's the only granddaughter. She's the only niece in the family.
Oh, that's so cute.
And then, like, I always joke that she has the golden ticket because she'll ask for a car when she's four or when she's 16. And I'm going to be like, well, you know, we should really think. She's going to be like, you missed my birth. Okay. So, I think you owe me. I was like, that's how I feel she's going to be.
Yeah, she will be. She has you all wrapped around her finger, I can tell, and rightfully so. My first granddaughter was a girl, and she was the only girl in the family on both sides. The husband's side, all of his brothers and sisters only had boys, and for us, it was the first one, so she was the first one, so we're like, oh, she's the princess of the family, and when the next little girl came along, she was so upset. I'm not going to be the princess anymore. And I'm like, that's okay. You can be the queen, you know? So she liked that. Yeah. So, but yeah, it's so funny. But yours, it seems like, and unless you and your wife are having more, yours is always going to be the little apple of everyone's eye, huh?
Oh, yeah. Oh, no, we're done.
Oh, yeah. I agree. I have four. I have opposite. I have three girls and one boy. So I have the reverse of you. But, yeah, four, it's a lot. And it's fun, and I enjoy it, but it is a lot. So good for you.
Yeah. When I found out about her, I was just like, are you serious?
And yeah, I was like, a little surprised.
I was like, our youngest is potty trained. There's no more to-go bag. Like, we could just leave. Like, he knows how to use it. Like, are you sure? Yeah. Like, you sure? She's like, yes, I'm sure. I was like, all right. But, yeah, I wouldn't have any other way.
My older ones are spaced out a little bit from my youngest daughter too, and it's the same thing. Like she came along and we're like, oh my gosh, we can't believe it. It's like so unexpected. And so by the time she had gone through the elementary school, I calculated we had one child at that school for 19 years consecutively. Because like when one of them went out, then another one was going through it and so on and so forth. I'm like 19 years at that elementary school, and I would like know the spiel better than the teachers when they'd bring new teachers and they'd be like, oh, this is the Wednesday envelope, and then they'd look confused. I'm like, I know exactly, you know, I've heard it many times before, you know. Yeah. Yeah. One of the teachers would even come and ask me, am I supposed to do it like this and that? And I'd be like, yeah, you're doing a good job. Yeah. So, but okay. Well, yeah, if you have any questions on the application, call me. If not, they're going to reach out to you on Monday. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. And take care of those little ones.
Thanks. Have a good weekend.
And the not so little one too, the 17-year-old, huh? Yeah.
He's working for me.
Oh, he is? Oh, good. Oh, so he's getting a car, but he has to earn it, I assume.
Yeah, I told him, I was like, whatever he comes up with, I'll match, so.
Good. Yeah. You know, we're in Orange County, California, and a lot of people think it's all glitz and glamour. It's not. I mean, we have some ghetto areas, too, but in the high-end areas like Newport Beach and Laguna Beach and all that, there's all of these kids, they turn 16 and they give them a Lamborghini, and they're just so entitled, and it makes me sick because you know what they do? They just go out and race them and crash them, and the parents just buy them a new one. It's no problem, you know, and I'm just like, they're not learning the value of earning something, you know? So it's better that, like you say, you earn it and I'll match it. Then he knows when he gets his car, he's going to take darn good care of it because he's had to earn it, you know? So good for you. Yep. Okay. Well, thanks again for giving it a try, Chris, and have a really lovely weekend.
You too.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.